Post-traumatic stress disorder is often associated with military personnel, first responders, and others whose livelihood puts them in a dangerous situation. A U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs study shows one in two people experience a traumatic event that could cause PTSD at some point in their life.
You get bit by a dog, you could be in a car accident, you could witness a car accident, you could be the victim of a mugging, you could watch somebody get mugged.
Christian Benedetto Jr. has PTSD, a Marine who suffered his first symptoms after the Gulf War. He co-founded the PTSD Journal in 2013. Not your typical medical journal, but a magazine.
I started to look for information. I realized there was no Nexus Lexus, no one-stop shop for PTSD. I went to my good friend Vic Nichols, who's the co-founder with me. I pitched him the idea, and you know, here we are.
Victor Nichols is no stranger to print, once publishing the official New Jersey travel guide.
You don't know when you're going to have a traumatic incident that may trigger PTSD. That's the other piece of this. This is somewhat can be preemptive in a way. Knowing about it now, or maybe having a family member or being in contact with us and knowing about it, all of a sudden may give you some coping tools prior to you having an incident that would bring on PTSD.
This is a community here today. Someone commented about Christian.
The Invisible Wounds Conference, hosted by the PTSD Journal, is a gathering of advocates and others who suffer from the disorder. For one Medal of Honor recipient in attendance, it's both.
Trying to give an alternate solution to the symptoms of PTSD or anxiety, which is Alphastim, that is an alternate solution other than meds.
Dakota Meyer carries a small silver device that looks like a fancy handheld cassette player. It has an attachment that looks like earbuds, too.
Basically, what AlphaStim does is it puts electrodes on both your ears, and it sends electrodes to you and kind of helps. The way that I can best describe it is through electrodes, it melts away the anxiety. I mean, what it does for me, it's a huge factor and can really help. And I think I think that in my opinion, we should start everybody out on this instead of going straight to medications.
There's a lot of off-label use when it comes to treating PTSD, unfortunately, and that includes Ambien, Valium, those types of things, and then of course opioids, which they all have addiction and abuse potential if they're used on a long-term basis.
Jessica Morris is Vice President of Operations for Tonix Pharmaceuticals, whose lead program is Tonmya, a PTSD drug still in development.
With our drug, it's based on our phase 2 study, we were able to show that it had a very favorable side effect profile. This is a chronic condition. You might have to take this pill for the rest of your life. You want it to be something that works, but that is also tolerated and that does have limited side effects.
Chris Krieger founded Western New York Heroes. He says some of their veterans found PTSD relief in service dogs.
You know, we started our Positive for Heroes service dog program in 2013. And right now we have 32 veterans in the program, which means 32 dogs that are in the program. But we want these veterans to know that when you get a service dog, it's not a cure. It's not the end-all, be-all, and your PTSD is done. It has to be interacted into a everyday treatment plan. So still go to your therapy sessions, still take your medications, but having a service dog is just part of your treatment plan.
PTSD Journal plans to take the Invisible Wounds Conference to Washington. Magazine co-founder Christian Benedetto.
Education and awareness would be the two big things that we want people to come away from, to understand that it's not just a military disorder and that it could happen to anybody at any time.
If you know somebody struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder, the magazine can be viewed for free at PTSDjournal.com. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Hank Santos in Newark.